Welcome to the magnificent program, Dynamic Touch. I am Apostle Cindy Jarrett. This program is inspired by God to reach, touch, elevate, deliver, and bring joy and laughter to the people of God, and especially those that have not yet considered inviting Him into their hearts as Lord and Savior. As you listen to this program, please open your hearts and minds to begin this walk with us here at New Birth Agape Fellowship, asking God to give us His dynamic touch. So He says, you know, you know that all things, what you mean, Pastor? The pain? Yeah. The hurt? Yeah. The rejection? Yeah. The death of some loved ones? Yeah. God can allow it to be soil for your growth. Ah, there's some good stuff. When fruits are rotten, it can be used. Oh, there's some good stuff. When food is no longer good to you, it still can be used, recycled for the animals and be. Come on here. Amen. When your banana skin trod on some fruits that are growing, some stuff that are growing, they become soil. When your mess is messy, it can become soil for your growth. So can God use your mess? Yeah. Amen. It becomes your testimony in drought. Ooh, glory be to God. It becomes the storyline of your design. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? Somebody ask the question, why? I can't hear everybody. Say, why?
Why?
Let's read number 29. And then you'll find why. For whom He foreknew. Ooh, who you mean foreknow? You don't know you, but He do. For whom He foreknew, He predestined to be conformed in the images of Christ, that He might be the firstborn amongst the brethren. What you mean all of that? Say, Pastor, break it down. I'm glad you told me to. This scripture is for you. You must get to know where your mistakes are. And to know that your mistakes, there are no mistakes that God cannot use. For God has already pre-knew you. Pre-knew me. Pre-knew me. Say that. Pre-knew me. Pre means for before. So He before knew me. You thought you were a mistake on planet Earth. God before knew you. He might have erased the knowing of Him on the way here, that one day the light that He put in you will go, I think I've been there before. I feel a little something going. I don't know where this. But I feel like something I'm supposed to have. Yeah. This feel good. This came from somewhere. I ain't all bad. He pre-knew. He foreknew you. Yeah. Let the church say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And if He foreknew you, being the big, bad, majestic God that He is, He before designed you. He pre-knew, before knew, and before designed. Oh, this sounds good. You mean my blacker than black? Designed. Hmm? My buck teeth designed. You wait for man to tell you you're beautiful and handsome. God already pre-designed you to be you. Somebody say pre-design. He not only pre-designed you, pre-knew you before. All these things are before. It ain't just now. You getting to know you now. Some of y'all taking a long time to know who you is, but I almost could tell you who you is before you could tell you who you are. Somebody say, yeah. So God, before I knew you, why you thinking I was a mistake, my mama would rape, all these good, delicious stuff. Amen, fine. Pastor, you can call them delicious. You here. They acting good, but you here. Amen. I don't know who my daddy is. You here? Yep. Who care? Amen. Who then? Who care? You here by design. Huh? If Satan didn't need to mess with you, he'd have created his own. Hello? So God says, he before knew you, he before designed you, and then after that, he wanted you to be conformed. Meaning, when you reach here, I've already sent Jesus Christ some thousands of years ago. Now, I want you to look and be conformed to him. What? You have an example who was in the earth and storylines that ain't going nowhere to follow. You ain't lost. I ain't lost, and you ain't lost. Amen. So how do you want me to be conformed? I heard the moderator said some of these words. Let me tell you how you want to be. He wants you to be holy. Okay. So I was before known, before designed, to be like Christ. And to be like Christ means I need to be holy. These are simple. 1 + 1. 2 + 2 = 4. Ain't it? He don't just want you to be holy. He started to give me a little list. He said, and then I want you to have power. I'm going to be conformed to Christ. That's some good stuff. Then not only I want you to have power and be holy, that's being conformed because I pre-foreknew you, pre-foredesigned you. Now you need to go and be holy and get some of that holy power. And then I need you to have integrity. You need to be a person of loyalty because I call you royalty. Because if I'm going to be conformed, Jesus was king of kings. Therefore, he was royal. And I need you to be conformed into no doubty, confused-ity, lost-listy, dumb-ity, stupidality. Huh? So, you are not a mistake. I, God, don't call me God. I'm not God. We put that out there. But God has, in his own kingdom, in his baby-making area, in that, you know, that fertility room, he, come here, let me design, sculpture you. I like it. You like it? Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay. I like it too. Yeah. Oh, go and have a la la la. Go, 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 go. And then come back tomorrow because I got to put you someplace to go do something. And I need you to understand all of it is to be conformed to the one that's already gone ahead. Because when he has left, I need plenty conformity people. I need people conforming Timbuktu, Jabu. I need people conforming Peru, Afghanistan. I need people conforming Bahamas. I need people conforming America, UK. I need people conform Canada, Russia. I need people conform Asia. I need people conform Africa. I need people conformed like my son. Because not only that I foreknew you, I foreknew them. Yeah. Somebody say praise. I fear God. So I messed up. It's okay. God got you. So I drink some of that stupid soda. Okay. If my people will humble themselves, like my moderator said, humble as a little child. You too grown. You too grown. Because grown folks want to do what grown folks want to do and behave the way grown folks want to behave. They don't want no instruction because I'm already. You too grown. But if you would humble yourself, I will turn your mess to a message like I did before. Nobody want to say amen. And I will make that unshapely mess, that garbage stinking boo, to be something good. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's continue. Verse 30. And we're almost done. Verse 30 says, moreover, whom he predestined. You remember? So he before knew you, pre. Before designed you, pre. Now, destined you. You have a destiny. He's verse 30 says, before whom he predestined, them he also called. And before he called, them he also justified. Before whom justified, now he's going to glorify. So what is the word moreover? Moreover. If I come and say moreover is not move over. More, not move. Moreover means and besides, because you already pre, before design, this means he called you for a purpose and then took your mess, your childishness, your defiled moments, your bad habits and bad attitudes and ungratefulness and your anger and your jealousy and your low self-esteem and your doubt and your fears. What you mean you predestined me with all that garbage? Yeah. The songwriter say, you look beyond my faults and you see my need. I need to be justified. What does justification mean? I need to be declared as righteous in your sight, God. Anybody need justification? Although they on their way to being, hallelujah, to their destiny. Every now and then, you need God's justification. Because your righteousness is still filthy. Woo, glory! And God says, so all of these pre, somebody shout pre.
Pre.
Somebody say pre-known,
pre-designed,
pre-purpose. There's a lot of pre with you that you were not privy to. That's your problem. You didn't think you had any pre. What you mean pre? Before? You had a life before you had this life. God had a relationship with you, or he designed you, and he was your Abba Father before you came here. Yes. Now you need to go find all of your pre. This is now your prelude for you to find your pre-self. Because the self you're working with ain't the pre, this the after fact. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And now he justifies you. Justify you, meaning he makes you right even when you're wrong. Mother monkey, that got to be, hallelujah, it just got to be. All things still work out for, because only God can make your ugly bad look pretty good. The songwriter says, when I think about the Lord and how he raised me and how he saved me and how he filled me with the me. Hey, I'm with you. Raised me, you saved me, and then you turn around and give me the best thing on the planet and in the solar system, the Holy Ghost. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, because I ain't deserve it. I deserve it. So here we are. This is where the old things got to work out, because now you're before known, before design, before on your way to destiny, purpose. Amen. Now you are before justified. Pre-justified. You have now reached your pre-justification. What? Yeah. He already sent it before. He already sent his forgiveness before. He already sent his righteousness before. So evidently your justification had to come from not today, but also from. So you have already been pre-justified. Somebody say hallelujah. He knew you was going to be stupid before you act stupid. Because he pre-knew you. Oh. Who don't watch over their children? They're an evil parent. God watches over his own. So he knew that you were plotting wanting to mess that up. So he swing around and he went way ahead and decided to give you some pre-justification. So when you got there, it was already there for you. Good God, love this message. Let's go to the last two final verses. So verse number 31 says, what? I got to say nothing but that. What can you really say about what God already did for you and what he's still doing for you? I mean, really, think about it. What then can you say to this thing? This is madness. This is some love that is just crazy. This crazy love. There's some crazy love for some nasty creatures. There's some crazy love for some filthy animals. Horrible creation. Like our prayer person said today, we are so evil to God. But he already before worked it out. Because he knew you were nasty. He knew I was filthy. What's some crazy? What can I say to these things? Jesus, this is too good for me. The drug addict? Yeah. The drug dealer? Yeah. It ain't work for one and it ain't work for the other. Both. What? Huh? The abused child? Yeah. The child? The abuser? Yeah. You mean God already set some pre-exits out of all these things for me? Yes. Because you let Satan get a hold of you. Because the pre-design for you is still right there. Oh, come on, somebody. So if God is for you, who gonna tell you you ain't already pre? You ain't already pre-saved. Huh? Somebody say yeah. Can come against you. You ain't saved. Shut your mouth. I already breathe. Even if I walk in it, looking it, talking it, acting like I stupid it, I said it's already pre-done. Huh? It already prepped and fixed. Prep right up. Just waiting for you to come and do it in. Somebody say, yeah. Somebody say, this is for me today. So ask your neighbor, wait, what you can say about what God doing for me? Huh? Ask your neighbor, what can you say about all of this stuff? The answer should be, baby, nothing. I ain't got nothing to say. Because what he doing for you, I need him to do for me. And I guess if he didn't pre-did it for you, I guess he didn't. Last verse. Amen? So what can you say to these things? God took the old and made it new. And work out my old ways for my new me. He took the old. And he molded out the old, iron it up, shape it up, slap it, and make it a message for my new me. Come here, message of filth. This is what I did. It's a new me. Last verse. He that spared not his son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also give him? Listen, if you can give up your child for somebody, why you wouldn't give them all things? Huh? If you can give up the child you love to somebody, what else you wouldn't give them?
Somebody say all things. We so running after the all things, but we don't understand the thing that will allow all things to be given to us was already given to us. So all things are already there for us to have. If God was willing to give up his begotten son, and give him to you, why he wouldn't give you a house and car and children and husband he didn't give you the best. The rest is really could almost be a mess, but still yet it's he didn't give you the. Why he wouldn't give you all pre-things he've already pre-designed for his pre-serving? Let the church say praise the Lord. So you don't need to run down the things that are already there pre-designed for you to have. Nobody saying amen. You run it down because you ran out of patience. But you didn't understand. Whatever God have for you, who can be against you to have it? Ooh, if that is for you, you just keep walking with what God has already given you, his son. Let the church say praise the Lord.
Wasn't that uplifting, refreshing, and dynamic? If you've missed today's message, hey, listen again on Radio Turks and Caicos, Wednesday night, or on our various podcasts, Apostle Cindy Jarrett, even on Amazon, or on YouTube and Twitter. You can contact us and email us on apostlecindyjarrett@gmail.com. Join Dynamic Touch. I guarantee you, you'll be more than blessed.